Greenville Health System's mission is to heal compassionately, teach innovatively, improve constantly. And in that spirit, we present this special podcast series, Inside Health, brought to you by Greenville Health System. Here's Melanie Cole.
Children and teenagers have different eye health needs than adults. My guest today is Dr. Allison Smith. She's a pediatric ophthalmologist with Greenville Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Smith. So when is the first eye exam needed for children?
Sure, Melanie. So I'm glad to be talking to you guys today. I can kind of talk to you guys as a parent and also as a pediatric ophthalmologist. I'm a mom of two young boys myself. And I'll tell you that actually what happens when kids start getting screened is that your pediatrician is your liaison between the parent and the ophthalmologist. So let's say the child is completely normal, you know, tracking well, no strabismus, just doing a great job. Then eventually the pediatrician will start checking their vision when the child is able to participate in the vision screen, which is usually in between the ages of about 3 and 4. And at that time, if there's any problems noted, then they will refer you to your local ophthalmologist. However, sometimes your pediatrician is kind of busy making sure that everything else in your child is healthy. So if you have any concerns about your child's eyes, you should bring those up to your pediatrician for a little bit of extra attention. For example, if you see your child having any drifting or crossing of the eyes, if they seem like they're squinting or they're just not seeing quite right, then I think the best recommendation is to mention that to your pediatrician and ask for a referral to an ophthalmologist. I can tell you my own two boys, probably because I'm biased because I am an ophthalmologist, I checked them when they were very young, and of course everything is normal, so we can just carry on. But the first time looking at their eyes should be you, which is, you know, the first time your baby opens their eyes.
And based on everything is normal and carrying on, how often should a child have an eye exam?
So it totally depends on that particular child. So let's say the child is completely normal. The pediatrician checks the eyes at, you know, as I say, 3 or 4, and everything is normal. They're 20/20. Then they won't actually even refer you to an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. Then the child will be put into the school system, and the school will also check the vision, and if that child continues to be 20/20 and have no problems, then they will not be referred. Now, usually at some point, most parents will elect to take their child to either an optometrist or an ophthalmologist just for a thorough retina exam, you know, making sure that nothing is going wrong. If nothing is wrong, then they have those alternate ways of getting screened through the community that will, you know, ensure that the child has good vision as they grow.
And what's involved? We've all seen the eye chart. Is there more involved in a child's full eye exam? Do they have to have dilation like adults?
Yes. So let me talk about that in two different ways. Many pediatricians' offices these days, and also other community organizations like the Lions Club, will help participate in vision screenings. And they have some new computers that will help determine more advanced things that your ophthalmologist might be able to pick up on. Some of those little computer picture tests that they may have might be able to tell whether or not they think that your child may have what's called refractive error or need glasses or even may have strabismus. This is just a little bit more advanced screening that can be offered through your community or through your pediatrician that will actually get you to the ophthalmologist's office. Now, let's say you end up at the ophthalmologist's office. You should expect your child to have a full and complete eye exam, whether or not that they were 20/20 or not. So, yes, that entails the ophthalmologist will try to check the vision. And in my office, we try to check the vision on everybody, whether it's a baby, a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, and all the way up. And then they will look at the front of the eyes. They will make sure that there's no drifting or crossing. They will examine the pupils for any problems. Yes, to answer your question, the child will be dilated using some drops to open the pupil, and then the retina will be evaluated as well as to look for any sort of refractive error, which would be needing glasses. And I will encourage you that if your child was referred to an ophthalmologist or optometrist and was not dilated, then they probably did not receive a appropriate and thorough eye exam, because the dilation is even more important in children, because sometimes it can obscure any sort of refractive error, which is the fancy term for need for glasses.
So we all know as adults it's important to know your family's eye health history. Is it as children as well? Like if mom's wearing glasses, is child going to be wearing glasses?
So there's no knowledge at this point that it's on chromosome 6 and all the genetics behind refractive error. But yes, traditionally, you can know if mom and dad are both wearing glasses, more than likely your child will wear glasses. However, of course, the outliers do exist where the child will need glasses and no one in the family has ever needed glasses. Or conversely, you know, the parents both need glasses and their child is a superstar.
So now let's talk about some activities children should wear protective eyewear for as school ramps up and their sporting activities. Where do you worry about children's eyes, Dr. Smith?
So children's eyes, we should worry about all the time. I can't tell you how many times I personally have seen injuries just playing outside with sticks, but also in sporting events. So it's important to have good eye safety practices and use protective glasses as appropriate. So I would say that any sort of contact sports need to have eye protection. And also I recommend, you know, any sort of ball sports as well use sport protection. Now, what I would recommend is you look for glasses that are made of polycarbonate. That's a shatterproof plastic. And most glasses that you will be given will be ASTM approved. And that is the organization that makes sure that it is appropriate for safety in the United States. The other thing that is always important to bring up is fireworks. So never let children play with fireworks, particularly bottle rockets, for those same reasons. And then the final thing is that I also do not recommend toys such as BB guns or pellet guns for any children. Those are even now deemed as firearms and not even sold in the toy section. They really can injure children's eyes without even thinking.
Well, that's such great tips. And now, can eating carrots and other fruits and vegetables really improve a child's eyesight?
Carrots are important to support the retina. I think that any child deserves to have good nutrition. Your pediatrician will tell you that they should eat a balanced diet of fruits and vegetables, and as well as their chicken nuggets, which I'm sure they're eating on the side. So I have to be, when going back to a parent and a mom, and just try to do what your pediatrician recommends and give them a good balanced diet, then you don't have to worry about their eyesight at all.
So a big question I'm wondering, I would imagine that you get from parents all the time as children are staring down at their phones for who knows how many hours a day. What is this doing to our eyes, to their eyes? And even, Dr. Smith, at school, you know, they have to work on computers all day, and that's an unusual distance. So what are these computers and screens doing to our children's eyes?
So I do get that question a lot. And the short answer is that most of the time, people have been concerned about near work being a contributory factor to the progression of myopia. Myopia is the fancy term that we use for nearsightedness or kids that need to wear glasses. So I think that it's a little bit complicated to describe, but basically, whether you need glasses or not is based upon the size of your eye, kind of like fitting a shoe to a foot. And so objectively, although we think that a lot of mirror work can contribute to the progression of myopia, I do recommend that kids read a lot and do near work and do all these things because that's important for, you know, the development of your child. But there have also been parenting studies, not, you know, in regards to ophthalmology, that the most important thing that you can do with your child is spend time with your child. And also, of course, we know from a pediatrician standpoint that kids, along with eating a balanced diet, they need to get outside, they need to play. And actually, playing is one of the most important things as to the overall development of your kid. So although I cannot say for sure that all this extra screen time is affecting your kid's eyes, I can say that as a mom, I support that kids have no more than 2 hours of screen time a day, which is what's recommended right now by the American Academy of Pediatrics, that you spend time with your child, that you get outside, you catch butterflies, and do all the things that kids are supposed to be doing.
Certainly true. And what are some common signs of vision trouble in children? What should parents be looking for? I mean, we know about pink eye and things, but what about just normal eye problems or something getting in the eye? What should we look for?
I think the most important things that kids, well, pardon me, that parents need to be looking out for their children when they're younger is that can really affect their vision is drifting or crossing. If you think that your child's eyes just don't seem to be tracking right, please notify your pediatrician. The second thing is obvious squinting at the park or, you know, you ask your child to identify that squirrel down there and they just have no idea, even though the squirrel is pretty obviously seen, you know, let your pediatrician know. If your child eye has, you know, persistently red or draining, discharge, doesn't look clear, let your pediatrician know. But drifting or crossing and trouble vision, these are things that, you know, you can pretty easily pick up on. And then, as I said before, your pediatrician should be your liaison, and they can sometimes do a quick check. And if they need help, they will refer you to the ophthalmologist, who is more than willing to see them.
So, and in just the last few minutes, Dr. Smith, it's just such great information. Wrap it up for us. Give your parents listening your best advice on children's eye health and safety and why they should come to Greenville Health System for their care.
Sure. Well, the most important thing we just sort of talked about is just interact with your child, you know, and if you have concerns, your mom, and mostly you're probably right, or dad, and you're probably right. So if you have concerns, let somebody know. Don't be embarrassed about letting somebody know, and then your pediatrician will get you appropriately taken care of if they think that there is a actual problem. Now, I can tell you here at Greenville Health System, we love seeing kids, and we have a multidisciplinary environment where we all work together all the time with infectious disease or rheumatology or neurology if need be. We have all of those physicians here. And at least for myself, and I think I can speak for my colleagues too, the most fun thing about our job is we actually do love taking care of kids and joking with them and finding out if they saw sharks over the summer and all that good stuff. So come to GHS and we'll be happy to see you.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Smith. Great information. You're listening to Inside Health with Greenville Health System. And for more information, you can go to ghs.org. That's ghs.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.